All right, welcome to the Gavel Podcast. As always, I am your host, Drew Logsdon, an alumnus from the Western Kentucky University chapter, our Ada Rho chapter, and I'm joined here by my co-host.
And I'm Adam Gertz. I'm from our Ada Theta chapter at North Dakota State.
How you doing today, Adam?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling awesome. Feeling charged with the Sigma Nu spirit coming off of College of Chapters, our back-to-back two-program virtual College of Chapters that we did this year.
I know, our first ever virtual College of Chapters, and I'll be honest with you, it was surprisingly awesome. And I say surprising in the sense of I think a lot of folks were cautious and curious of if it was going to be like an online lecture that we're now so zoomed out pretty much, you know, right from the past 12 months. And it wasn't like that at all. In fact, I saw a lot of good smiles, a lot of good aha moments, a lot of good epiphanies. It was a really cool experience.
Yeah, definitely unique. You know, I think there's a lot of pros and cons to you know, virtual conferences as opposed to in person, and I think we got to see all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was really interesting that it touched upon this key concept, and alumnus Bill Courtney touched upon it really as well, too. And his keynote there was servant leadership. And I thought that was super interesting because that's actually the topic we're going to be speaking about today.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I really enjoyed our conversation that we were able to have with Father Joe Weber on that topic, you know, an expert in servant leadership himself. So really speaking to the authority on that.
Yeah. For our listeners who are unaware, Father Joe Weber is an alumnus of our Michigan State chapter. And Father Joe Weber is a Catholic priest in the St. Louis area. As a longtime alumni volunteer for the fraternity, he serves as the division commander for kind of that general area. I know he's been involved in several chapters in the area, including Washington University at St. Louis. So we had a great conversation with Father Joe just a few weeks ago. At the time of you listening to this, and Father Joe really shared some great insight in servant leadership. So we're excited to dive into that here in a second. But first, I think we can share some other news that our streak of virtual programming continues. We just wrapped up our first ever virtual College of Chapters, and we are about to have our first ever virtual Sigma Nu Institute season. Isn't that right, Adam?
Yes, it is on the three back-to-back Saturdays starting on January 30th and then February 6th and February 13th. We will be having three virtual Sigma Nu Institutes.
And the best thing about this, I think, or the coolest thing at least, is that anybody can come, right? You don't have to hop in your car super early Saturday morning and make the drive to someplace and look for campus parking or something like that. Anybody can come. Doesn't matter where you are in the country. And you don't have to go to a certain one, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to go to the third one instead of the first one, you can totally do that. But we're going to offer these at different times for different time zones. West Coast guys, we got you covered. East Coast guys, we got you covered. And us schmucks like Adam and I, who are in the Central Time Zone or Mountain Time Zone, we'll just have to deal with it. But yeah, we're offering different time zones. So I think it's gonna be really cool. I think it's gonna be interesting. And we're doing a ton of more breakout tracks for our listeners. You know, one limitation sometimes is the cost of sending staff to facilitate and lead these things. Well, with a virtual institute, that cost is significantly decreased. And so now we can offer, you know, 8-10 breakout tracks for specific officer positions. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And my Midwest chapters, I'm looking at you, all of you that normally wouldn't be able to travel out due to being landlocked, if you will, by long, long drive distances to our locations for those. All you need to do is log on and hook in, and we'll get you hooked into that Sigma Nu Institute experience. So I'm looking at you guys.
Indeed. It is a weatherproof experience. There are no room for excuses if I get snowed or rain. I remember last year, the Atlanta Institute, we had snow, like snow in the morning part, and it turned into rain eventually, but heavy, heavy snow, big flaky accumulation snow. And for those of you guys who are familiar with the Southeast, right, that's just not our MO. We don't have to deal with that at all. And so it was like, oh, I don't know how to drive in the snow. So, all right, well, we'll cut it off here. Remember, Sigma Institutes, we'll put some more details in the show notes, and let's dive into our interview with Father Drew Weber. Adam, how about that?
All right, let's get to it.
All right, we'll catch you on the back end of this.
Hello, everyone. Father Joe is our guest today. Here we're going to be talking about servant leadership. Father Joe, welcome to the Gavel podcast.
Well, thank you, Adam, and thank you, Drew, and thanks to all our brothers who will be listening to this.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
You're Father welcome. Joe, Father Joe, care to introduce yourself quick?
Hi, I'm Father Joe Weber, currently division commander for Mid-Central Alpha. I guess I've had this position on and off since the late 70s, since the Grand Chapter in Little Rock in 78. So that's a long time. With a time in there as a Grand Chaplain also, and as a time, one term as Grand Historian, believe it or not. I am an initiate of Michigan State University, Epsilon Rho, number 906, and I'm an affiliate of Gamma Omicron Chapter here in St. Louis, Washington University, 1034, and I am a member of the Omega Society, number 40, which I really am honored to be part of that, even though it's kind of goes with being a grand officer at one point or another. So I've done all kinds of things. I was commander at my college. I've been division commander. I've been chapter advisor for a couple of chapters, and Sigma Nu, I live and breathe Sigma Nu in some ways. Plus, one of our founders is buried here in St. Louis, so I kind of watch over his grave periodically, making sure it's being taken care of by the cemetery.
There you go. Thank you for your I'll jump in the top end and say thank you for your commitment to the fraternity and for your commitment to the foundation as a member of the Omega Society. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, truly a list to aspire to for our servant leaders of our chapters that are coming up, which kind of leads me to our topic today, which is servant leadership. Up top, I do just want to define servant leadership for our listeners, for those who are unfamiliar with the subject. Servant leadership is defined as sharing power or putting the needs of the constituents first and helping people develop and perform as highly as possible. Instead of the people working to serve the leader exists to serve the people or the constituents. Or the actives or the community in whichever case that applies. Any initial thoughts on that definition, Father Joe, and as how it applies to Sigma Nu?
Well, I think one of the important things now, especially as we're as old as we are and as things have changed so much since 1869, and things have changed since 1969. I think even more so now we're in the important aspect of those who are leaders need to be servants. I know I'm using terms that you just defined, but if you're actually going to lead, and certainly in my job as a priest, you need to be a servant. I was listening today to a defense of a doctoral dissertation by a friend of mine who was getting his doctorate in theology and scripture in Rome. He is stuck here right now, as most of us are stuck in various places. But he was doing his defense on his dissertation with a panel asking him questions, going over things. And then one of the board members asked him, what did he see himself as? And he recounted a story of a woman that he met in Rome who often was just roaming the streets. She was Romanian. And he offered himself, he took her, I'm condensing the story, but he took her to the grocery store, got her food, got her a place to stay at a shelter, and then started working a way to get her back to her home country, which is Romania. He said that was servant leadership. And as a priest, I was just shaking my head as I was listening to this as how definitely it is. On the fraternity side, I really think that's one of the things that all of our leaders, all of our officers have to do. I don't care if you're the commander or if you're, what's the lowest, I don't even know the pecking order anymore.
The t-shirt chairman.
The t-shirt chairman or whatever. You have to be servants and you have to be leaders. One of the neat things that has happened over the past few years is the philanthropic aspect of the fraternity has really, really, really grown. working either with sororities or working with other chapters, running footballs, running basketballs, just being present, sponsoring golf tournaments to benefit certain people. But all of those things need leadership, but they're also serving. We're serving other people. We're not just doing it for ourselves. We're not just in it for ourselves. We just don't care that, hey, we're going to have a homecoming float and we're going to win the trophy. That's not what it's all about. Even the Gamma Omicron chapter at Washington University, there is a beautiful tradition called 13 Carnival. And what they do at the 13 Carnival, among other things, they do all kinds of things, but they do a facade and have a show, and the money goes to charity. And that's the important thing. That's been going on for many, many, many years. Yes, if they win, they get a trophy. But that's not the point of what they're trying to do. Yes, it's a fun time for the brothers to spend time working together, most of the time, always with a sorority. But it's a great time for them to do that. It's a great time for all of us to be able to do those same kinds of things, to look and see how together we can work for the betterment of ourselves and the betterment of others. We can't be selfish. We cannot just sit on our laurels. We just can't go on the traditions of what we've had from Hopkins, Quarles, and Riley and keep going. We need to keep on going and changing. Most universities now, and being a division commander, I'm sometimes in touch with some of the university leaders, are always asking, well, what are you doing philanthropically? What is Sigma Nu doing at chapter X, chapter Y, chapter A, chapter B? What are you doing? How are you serving the community? How are you serving the college community? How are you serving the local, the greater community? And does your fraternity have a national philanthropic organization, which we work with, which I don't think we actually have one for the whole country right now. I know some sororities do. In fact, I was reading about the obituary today in here in St. Louis of a Chi Omega sorority sister who started a big philanthropic thing here every year that the Chios do. And in her, the last line, in lieu of flowers, contributions to the Chi Omega for Foundation, whatever the address is, would be appreciated. So even in death, she wants to continue her legacy of helping other people. I think it's very important that we try to work on one another. It's one thing to have a clean house. It's another thing to have a clean yard. It's another thing to have a nice looking house. But we need to look outside of ourselves. We need to look outside of ourselves to the neighborhood. Some of our campuses throughout the country, all you have to do is walk down the street and you'll find a homeless person. Now, that's not telling you to bring him into your house and have him stay there. But I'm saying, hey guys, why don't you go volunteer at the homeless shelter or see what you can do to make this an opportunity for a betterment of society, betterment of your own life. And I know this service, this leadership part started when I was a Boy Scout, long, long time ago. I'm 70 now, so way long time ago. Do a good turn daily and really try to do that. Now, as far as the fraternity goes, it's even better because you have strength in numbers. You can be the biggest chapter in the fraternity, the smallest chapter, but you have strength in numbers and you can work together. Leadership from the commander, lieutenant commander, philanthropic chairman, all the way down to the t-shirt chairman can work together on something and be able to make something good happen out of nothing.
That's interesting. You mentioned that stuff, Joe, Father Joe, I should say. You know,
for a long time, Drew. So. It's taken.
You know, you mentioned that point of the community just a stone's throw away from our chapter houses. And I think it's true for a lot of campuses in the country where just naturally they're located just very close to other areas that may be high need areas, if you will. And so we talked about kind of servant leadership as an officer, right? And what that means to, you know, I think our Regent John Hearn's frequent of saying the tone from the top. you know, that's kind of the officer level. What would you say, Father Joe, to a new member, right, who just got initiated, who just this past fall finished his candidacy, just got initiated, and is looking to lean towards being a servant leader? You know, what would be your advice to him as far as those first steps to take?
Hopefully, his marshal has done a good job of trying to get the pledge class acclimated to what Sigma Nu is all about and really what it means to believe in the life of love, to walk in the way of honor, to serve in the light of truth. And if he's done that, and if the young student comes in and starts to talk about things and starts, and assuming that they're freshmen, which most pledges are, they're swamped already. But there's always the chance to try to do something beyond that. There's always the chance to try to do something beyond just studying, just being on your computer, excuse me. But there's other opportunities to work towards the betterment of other people. And you can do that very early. I know that some chapters I've been working with over the years, one of their goals was after initiation, the beginning of the second semester, in those days, the beginning of the second semester, after they got grades, the newly initiated would be appointed to various committees to work for the betterment of whatever the committee would be, even if it was the t-shirt committee, but they would be appointed something to start working at it. If we made that paradigm an example for all of us, to be able to use that as an opportunity to get our younger members involved with it, not just social activities, not just the parties, not just the opportunities to do various and sundry things, but the opportunity to do the best thing that they possibly can and to make it present, to make Sigma Nu known for its quality of service, for its quality of working with one another, for its quality of being able to bring leadership to the campus, to the community, and to each other. I think a younger person, well, I was commander within 6 months of being initiated. Long story. Yeah, long story, Adam. Long story. But the important thing is that we work together and to see how we can come together in such a way that even the youngest member of the chapter feels like, one, he is valuable, and two, he has an important role to play, and three, he can provide some attention and leadership to the entire chapter.
So, Father Joe, my question is, you know, you mentioned talking about the a new member or member within the chapter, and we do encourage our members to serve as servant leaders for their community, but we also have to think about serving within the chapter, the chapter leadership serving its constituents within the chapter. What would your advice be to either a chapter officer or even a member at large, say an older member, or I guess really any member within the chapter looking to be a servant leader and serving his brothers within the chapter?
If you're going to be a leader in our fraternity, and that's one of the things that I think our fraternity tries to pride itself on in providing leadership, is I think that trying to care for one another. There's the old song, you might have heard, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." And the opportunity to be able to recognize and to see how we can work together in the betterment of each other, the betterment of the chapter, the betterment of the community, the betterment of the college community. I know over the years, I've known some very fine IFC officers who have come from Sigma Nu chapters. And many of the IFC and Pan Hell organizations and various campuses want to try to serve one another, want to have something that in common that they work on. Even more now, with this pandemic, we actually have an opportunity more, even more so with the problems and difficulties who are not people who are not ordinarily active, doing things, helping one another. There's so many different ways people can be given opportunities at this time of the pandemic. There's food to be collected. There's clothing to be sorted. There's clothing to be given away. And opportunities like that, that I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about service. Service that we can give one another, hold a canned food drive, a clothing drive. At the end of the year, I mean, goodness gracious sakes alive, people always have stuff left over. Even at the end of the semester, if you're physically present in the campus and you're leaving, you got clothes you're not going to take home. You got clothes you're not going to use again. Mm-hmm. And unless they actually have some things they shouldn't have on them, give them to a clothing drive. Let them have it. Let them share. Let them be. Now, if it's a keepsake, I can see keeping a T-shirt or two. If it's not a keepsake, give it to somebody else.
It's a great way for the T-shirt chairman to serve the chapter beyond ordering shirts for the chapter.
We've got the T-shirt chairman. So whoever's listening is the T-shirt chairman. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, T-shirt chairman, if you're out there, you are a servant leader. You have this opportunity. One thing I was really proud of my chapters, and it's something that really moved me in working with our active chapters this past fall semester, and I guess in the spring as well, was the focus on mental health. I know that's a different podcast subject, and so I won't delve too deep into that. But that was a way that I saw our chapter members really serve each other was being there and asking their other chapter brothers if are you okay, can I do anything to help you, to serve you. And that to me, I think, is one of the simplest ways that we can serve each other is supporting each other in some of those smaller ways.
If I can add into that, Adam, I was thinking about that today. We were talking here in the staff. The staff generally has lunch together here at my parish every day. Mm-hmm. And we're just talking about some of the shut-ins, mm-hmm. and how lonely they seem to be. And our pastor associate likes to call them and see them. In fact, later today, after we finish this recording, I will be going on communion calls, visiting four shut-ins, and just bringing them the Lord through Holy Communion, but also just spending time with them, spending a half hour with each of them, just talking. How you doing? What can we do for you? Do you have any needs? One of whom just got out of the hospital, so I had to see exactly what's going on with her. And those opportunities that we have to be able to open up and to share with one another and to be open to caring. One of the things is the loneliness. And I don't know, obviously, this is beyond the pale of the scope of this podcast, but the loneliness people are feeling right now. Mm-hmm. Ordinarily, people have visitors in nursing homes and hospitals. We've had people in hospitals here in St. Louis recently that allow, happily, sometimes they do allow people, one family member a day, period, mm-hmm. for X number of minutes. The mental health situation because of this pandemic is just getting worse and worse and worse. There have been many studies of that very thing.
Definitely. And that's, I think, like you mentioned, pulling us back to, our topic today, servant leadership. I think really that gets at the heart of the spirit of servant leadership, right? It's large and small. Yes, it can be a huge, multi-thousand-dollar philanthropy event that we're putting on as an entire chapter or as an entire Greek Life, community. But I think it can also and is also at its heart, the small things. It is, one brother checking on another and, going out of his way to do something nice for that other brother for no other reason than simply, he's my brother and he's not heavy. He's my brother. I'm here to carry and lift him up. That I think embodies the spirit of servant leadership in our chapters and, what we aspire for our membership to be.
Well, I think, Adam, also what you just described is really, you know, and I'm interested to get Father Joe's input on this too, the crux of kind of this big overarching problem in our society today, which Sigma Nu, through ethical leadership, is seeking to fill and to fix, is people lost as to, everyone thinks they need to go hit a home run, right? Mm-hmm. But in baseball, like, home runs are great in baseball, but singles and doubles are also really good, right? Getting people on base is really good. And so doing small things is really good. And I think that's where a lot of folks get lost at. And I think also some younger members too of, you know, they think that, like, you know, like Father Joe was saying earlier, oh, you know, we need to have this giant philanthropy event that raises $50,000 with all these, you know, bits and bobbles and tinsel attached to it, right? And it's not that. It could be as simple as, I'm going to put a box in the foyer by the mailbox room. Everyone go out to Walmart, get a toy, put it in the box, right? Mm-hmm. And on Friday, we're unceremoniously going to just drop it off and donate it. And it can be as simple as that. I'm just going to get your thoughts on that, Father Joe, a little bit.
Well, Drew, I think you hit the nail on the head. There are many people out here. And part of the problem, and I'll just tell you a point blank, part of the problem is a lot of churches do a lot of stuff at the Thanksgiving and Christmas, collecting toys, food, things like that. This is the first year of this parish, but the pastor associate mentioned that she thought that the donations for their annual toy drive, and not just toys, but household things in general, was down. We take it to a parish in the inner city of St. Louis that then distributes them. But she thought, and she wasn't positive, but she didn't do a full count, but she was pretty sure that things were down this year. And part of the problem that things are down, at least in St. Louis County, Missouri, right now, we can only have 25% of the people, it's 25% occupancy, church, businesses, anything. Because of that, people aren't coming as much as they would have. People aren't coming up. They're not dropping off food for our food pantry. They're not dropping off toys and things for the poor. So we're having, and we're not alone. It's just out in my parish, not just churches, but Salvation Army is way behind this year for their collections. There are other, at least in St. Louis area, there are other situations and the same kind of problems that we now have opportunities. And I know that the semesters are all over de facto for the collegians, but if this comes out early in the year, there's no rule that says you can only give presents at Christmas.
True.
There's no rule that says you can only have food drives at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Love is a great gift to give 365, right?
Exactly.
365. Absolutely.
Remember, you're married, so remember that. So
definitely. You know, as we're, you know, kind of coming towards the end of our time together, I wanted to bring it back to something that Drew said a little while ago, which is tying you know, kind of servant leadership back to Sigma Nu's purpose, right? To build ethical leaders. And I think that's you know, Father Joe, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but hopefully at this point you've seen that in our chapters over the long term, that process repeat itself year after year, 4-year collegiate experience, one after another, is this passing on and building of ethical leaders. So if you could leave advice for you know, our active chapters, our active listeners, as well as our alumni volunteers. What do you think, in short, is the best way to continue building ethical leaders and to inspire that servant leadership in our active members?
Well, I really believe if you read the long creed of our fraternity. I know there's some things in there nowadays that probably aren't politically correct, but if you read what the Long Creed says and how the Long Creed is put together and recognizing and seeing some of the values that are listed there, I firmly believe that the creedal statements, fraternity or church or whatever, are very important because it really sums up what it's all about. Everybody's into mission statements and vision statements and how you do things this week and how you do things next week. But I think if we go back to the very basics, I'll say it again. I said it once. Believe in the life of love, to walk in the way of honor, to serve in the light of truth. If we do those three things from the Shark Creed, if we do those three things and expand upon them as well as we can, if we can look and try to be, as you brought up, Adam, ethically correct, making sure that everything we do, we really do with a high sense of honor. And that's the key that we are called to do, so that we might live and die as honorable men. And that's the key, to try to work towards one another, be honest with each other, be ethical with each other, and open up and show brother commanders, brother lieutenant commanders, brother t-shirt chairman, how important it is to go and get that toy and put it in the box and take it down to the Salvation Army, or take it down to the church down in the inner city. And it doesn't have to be at Christmas. It doesn't have to be at Easter. It doesn't have to be at Thanksgiving. I'll give you one example here in St. Louis. And I don't know if it happened throughout the country. Scouting for Food started in St. Louis as a commemoration of our 75th anniversary of Scouting. I think 75th, maybe 50th, 50th or 75th anniversary of Scouting, Boy Scouting. This year was canceled. The St. Louis Area Food Bank is desperate right now for food, because typically that food that they would get at that collection in November, the two weekends of November, putting out bags and collecting the bags, would carry them almost all the way to the beginning of the spring. They didn't have it this year, so they need more food. Brothers, wherever you might be, put together a food drive. Don't steal it from your kitchen. Get it. Go to Walmart. Go to Sam's. Go to Costco. Go to Target. Get a case of something, even as ramen noodles, and take them someplace. And take them to the place, the food pantries that are still necessary. But commanders, lead by example. Do it yourself. Marshals, just don't make the pledges do it. The candidates do it. You do it. Those are important aspects of serving others. If you're out there leading the way, if you're out there during the fall raking the leaves, other people will see you doing raking the leaves. My gosh, that's the commander out there raking the leaves. That's the commander out there delivering this food. This is the commander out there who got the food. Lead by example. That's what servant leadership can mean. If you're serving not only each other, but serving the community, you're leading, you're directing, you're really believing, walking, and serving. And I think that that's the key that we need to do each day.
Absolutely. Hi, Ricky, to that, man. Hi, Ricky, to that.
Well said. Well said. Father Joe Weber, it was absolutely a pleasure to have a conversation with you today. I really hope our listeners are feeling inspired to get out there. And our t-shirt chairman, again, hey, we're coming to you. This is on your shoulders now. You are our servant leaders. Father Joe, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure, Adam and Drew. Thank you very much. Good seeing Absolutely. You. Take Father care. Joe,
if our listeners want to get a hold of you by email or something like that, how can they shoot you a line if they want to?
Okay, the easiest email I have is jawjr1@me.com. That is absolutely the easiest email I have. I've got some that are longer than all of our names put together, but that's the easiest one. If anybody wants to get some information or wants to contact me, that's the one, jawjr1@me.com.
Excellent. We'll make sure we put that in the show notes for the episode. And thanks so much for your time, Father Joe. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Drew. Thank you, Adam, for asking, and I hope it goes well.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye. Tenayo.
Brothers in Sigma Nu united, brothers who by the sword were knighted, blessed by a star shining afar, rocked in the cradle.
All right. That was a wonderful conversation with Father Joe Weber. I really appreciate, you know, the time we got to spend with him talking about servant leadership. Again, really just gets me fired up about, you know, just the Sigma Nu spirit and what our organization is here to accomplish. I think it really is embodied by, you know, what Father Joe spoke about and what he's accomplished.
I mean, I agree entirely, Adam. I think the coolest thing for me, or one of the big takeaways for me, is Father Joe's emphasis on community and serving your community, and that finding, you know, it really speaks to, we say it a lot in Sigma Nu world, but you know, what are rewards, right? And doing the deed, that is its own reward. And so serving the community, you know, giving back, and that means as an officer serving your chapter community, that means as a chapter serving your campus community and your local community. So I thought that was great. And I'm always impressed to talk to Father Joe, right? It seems absolutely. Like we never have enough time to cover what we need to cover. So we'll definitely have to have him back on.
Definitely. Yeah, always brightens my day.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as Adam and I enjoyed it. And until next time, this is Drew Logsdon and Adam Gertz saying, we'll see you later.
See you later. Bye, guys.
Finally ready to fight for dear old Sigma Nu. Who am I, sir? A fraternity man am I. A Sigma Nu, sir, and will be until I die. Hi, rickety hoop-dee-doo, what's the matter with Sigma Nu? Hallabaloo, Terrica, who all together for Sigma Nu? The Sigma Nu's, they like...